23 years of this. Amen. Male course day. Amen. God for our beloved friend and sister, and truly the kind invitation as well as introduction, Sister Brenda Logan Young.
Amen.
Praise God, Brother Young. It's so good to see you all, and we are truly honored and invited, and truly just knowing now and meeting your pastor, a great humble man of God, a great man of God. You are blessed, first of all. You already know that.
Amen.
But your pastor's had a busy day. Amen. He's had to do some flying and maybe connected flights, getting out, getting in, and being back here this morning. That kind of commitment. I want all of you to applaud this man of God. I want to thank the Zion Church for following and being with us on this day. But before we go any further, I want to thank your cook staff. Old Testament reading, 2 Chronicles, 20th chapter. I have to always throw in verse 15, even though that's not where I'm going, but I got to throw it in.
Amen.
What book, everyone?
2 Chronicles.
What chapter?
Chapter 20.
I'm going to hit 15 and then jump down to 20, 21. Amen?
Amen.
And he said, "Hearken, ye, all of Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God."
Amen.
Verse 21, "And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, that they should praise the beauty of holiness. And they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing, to praise the Lord, set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, and which were come against Judah, they were smitten." 27. "Then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psaltery and harp and trumpet unto the house of the Lord." This is the word of God to the people of God.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Amen. Bless you,
man. Father God, take the meat out of me, crucify the flesh, increase your presence and your spirit.
Yes, sir.
Using us for this preachment moment. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Subject today, look at your neighbor and say,
bringing.
An offering of praise.
Bringing an offering of praise.
I have to do that one more time. I really do.
bringing
and offering of praise. I don't know about you, but things that sometimes disturb me, Pastor Stenger, is that after pastoring for many years and serving in ministry, I sometimes wonder why it seems that folk in the house of God tend to struggle with praising God. Maybe it's just me. Maybe people think that I'm talking about the way of praise, the mode of praise, the attitude of praise. Mm-hmm. But praise to me.
Right. Right. Yeah.
When I think of David and I hear him say, make a joyful
noise. Yeah.
Praise means that there has to be some kind of noise.
I meet people
that say, all that ain't necessary.
I hear people say,
why are they doing all that? That's just too out of hand. Doesn't God say everything should be done decently in an order?
Amen.
Now that we've got sophisticated and educated, we ought to understand that we ought to understand ourselves to maintain our composure. Amen. Because we're a people of the men. So therefore, we should act like we've been to school and we don't need to make all that noise because all that is not necessary. It bothers me that the same people will go to a raving football game. In which we honor and bring thanksgiving. Psalm 42 said, I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise with the multitude that kept that holy day. I've learned that God is pleased with our praise. I'm going to try that again. I didn't say the pastor was pleased. I didn't say the deacons, the trustees, or deaconess. I said that God is pleased with our praise. Some of you don't like that, but I got to tell you, Psalms 50:23, he says, whosoever offereth praise glorifies me. I love that because I said God is pleased with our praise. I got to say that again. I just know that he loves hearing me say, he is pleased with our praise. Now, I got to say it again. I didn't say I was pleased. Here we are now in the 20th chapter. We encounter a people bringing an offering of praise to the house of God. Maybe God is just saying this way. If you don't have anything to praise Him about, then I understand why you don't want to praise Him. But I got to ask the question, what do we learn about these people bringing a praise offering to God's house? Well, the reason of their praise is clear. They tasted a victory which they had not won on their own. They experienced a victory over enemies that they knew they could not win on their own. In their own strength, there was no way to win. King Jehoshaphat humbled himself and proclaimed a fast through Judah. Some things require fasting and prayer. A conspiracy of several nations against Judah was evident. Then before the assembled congregation of Judah, Jehoshaphat called the Lord in prayer. Tell your neighbor, there's always a time for prayer. And when trouble comes around, that's when you really need to know that you can talk to the Lord. Can I get a witness? Not only heard his prayer, God was quick to answer his prayer. I got to pause and say, I thank God that he is an answering. He's an answering to prayer God. Tell your neighbor, he'll say yes. He'll say no. And he'll say wait. But wait doesn't mean amen. Denial. Wait means just hold on. I'm coming. Help is on the way. I got to pause and say, Lord, thank you. I'm glad Todd, he's taught me how to wait. Because I'm one of the most impatient brothers there is. But I found out that if I just stand still and watch God work, God will do things that will blow your mind. I got to see if I got any witnesses. James says, if there be sick amongst you, I want you to call the elders. I want you to bring them together. I want them to anoint with oil. Then I want them to pray the prayer of faith. And then the Lord will heal them. Not the pastor, not the oil, but the Lord will heal them and raise them up. Do you realize I'm just foolish and crazy enough to believe? If God tells me to bring some oil and to anoint them,
battles.
God says, I got this, and you can't get in my way.
us. I'm talking about spiritual battles with the enemy to try to bring down. But God says, wait a minute now. Do you trust me? When the doctor say you got cancer, cancer is not the death penalty. Cancer is saying, God saying, let me show you how I can handle this. Of God. Amen. We must yield to the Holy Spirit so that God can make us victorious.
Yes.
Oh, I praise God. What I learned out of this that got me to shout of bringing praise to God,
Amen.
I want to share with you. What happens when we bring this praise? What happens when we say bringing praise to God? Well, the first thing I've discovered, showing praise demonstrates belief in God. Somebody say, I heard you, Pastor.
I heard you.
I said, showing, come on, say it with me. Say,
showing
praise shows our belief in God. Verse 20 and 21. Can I get a witness? And they rose early in the morning, went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and they went forth, and Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, watch this. Then he appointed the singers. He said, singers, get in place. Can I get a witness? Then he said, musicians, get in place. Somebody say amen. Then he said that they should praise the beauty of holiness. Now, y'all missing
it.
Now, they're getting ready to fight a battle. He didn't call the army the swords and shields. He said, I want the singers to get in there. I want the musicians to get ready. Can you hear me with this? And then he said, when I say sing, I want you to sing to the beauty of the holiness of God. Now, for you and I, that may sound crazy. I know it does. As they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. 22, and when they began to sing, first of all, they heard the preacher, the pastor, the prophet, and he says to them, I had a talk with God last night. God said, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. By every reason of logic, we should not even go forth. But God told me to tell the singers. Start singing. And when you start singing, you will show that you believe that God will fight your battle. Y'all sitting there like I'm crazy. But every now and then, you need a stone to lift you up. Every now and then, you better have that mind. Need to praise. I need a song that tells me that everything
would go through the house.
Come on, yeah. Come on.
Grandma
come on.
Would have a difficult day.
Yeah.
But then I hear her just say, Lord is my light and my salvation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who should I fear?
Yeah.
The Lord is the strength of my life. Yeah. Who should I be afraid of? I didn't understand it. I thought she was just going local. And then she was going to Then grandma would come up with one of them songs. Hold my head. I hear music
in
the air. There must be a God somewhere. That got grandma through everything. Now that I'm an older man and I'm a grandfather, guess what I do? Hold my head. Secondly, verse 22 shows us that praising God invites his presence and with his power.
Yes.
The Bible said, and when they began to sing and praise, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Salah. Shows up. I don't know about you, but I know when God shows up.
Yes, sir.
When God shows up,
yes, sir.
That's when you know you got worship.
Yeah.
I got to qualify that.
Yeah,
you can be in service all day long.
Yes,
come on, come on, preacher.
And that's called fellowship.
Yeah.
It's not worship until God shows up.
Yes, sir.
Let's try that again. Some people wonder why you ain't getting nothing out of it. Because you didn't bring nothing in.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody gonna do that.
Yeah.
I dare you.
Yeah.
Somebody gonna do
that.
If children of God can't touch each other, in his presence is the fullness of joy. That's when worship breaks out. Because when his presence enters in, even when you don't know it, you go,
hallelujah.
Even when you don't know it, you be doing like this. Even when you don't know it, a tear comes down your head. Even when you don't know it, all of a sudden your hands start going up. You go, I don't do that. Be right. You don't do that. But when the Spirit says, you got to move. I just say this day, I love you, Lord.
Yeah.
This day. I pray as your glory fills this place. God wants to hear us say, I praise you. I love you. I adore you. I magnify you. It ain't taking nothing away from my masculine.
Right.
All I'm saying is, I love the Spirit of God who commended his love to me. While I was a sinner, he died for me. Now that I got challenges and trials and tribulations, when I'm going into battle, and the battle's not mine, I'm going to sing praise. I've learned in verses 28 through 29. Mm-hmm. Continual praise keeps us secure in future challenges. Tell your neighbor, say, God has this way. And he says, my later end looks better than my beginning. Then they return every man to Judah and Jerusalem and Jehoshaphat, the forefront of them, to go again into Jerusalem. Don't just go in, but go in with joy. For the Lord has made them to rejoice over their enemy. What I've learned, if God allowed me to defeat one enemy, I dare another one to come over here. Look at your neighbor and say, don't you know that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, that's why I come to praise his name. Now look back at me and say, I don't know what you come to do, but I